Okay, so many people ask the question, and rightfully so here, was George H.W. Bush a Christian? It's a good question to ask. I mean, I don't think it's very hard to figure out whether he was or he wasn't. Here's the thing that I find ironic, and you should always be very skeptical. When the media, when the United States government, when Democrats, Republicans, and the whole lot of them come together to laud a man's faith, in quotations, and his religion, and the fact that he was a Christian person, that should make you pause. That should make you wonder, why do they love that guy's faith? Because Jesus said, the world would hate you. Jesus said, marvel not if the world hates you. It hated me before it hated you. The Bible says that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So we have to ask ourselves, when we see the world laud this man, George H.W. Bush, when we see the world love what he held to or believed in, well, then how can we equate that with what the Bible says true faith and true religion is? Okay, so let's take, for instance, some examples. At the funeral there in Texas, this church, they call it a church. I don't call those people that a church. But anyway, George W. Bush's church, you know, there in, I think it's Houston. You forgive me if I'm wrong about that. His church there in Houston. That church there, and that man is eulogizing him, right? And when, yep, that's it. It's the St. Martin's Episcopal Church. And he talked about, that man talked about how that pastor, and then they had some lady chick pastors coming in there, which they're all in their long robes and their big Roman Catholic looking sticks and walking through there very ceremonious and lauding everything. And, you know, it's so gaudy and ridiculous and so much nonsense. But anyway, so they're lauding this man's faith, saying he was such a man of faith. And that he got along with everybody. I mean, everybody loved him. The Dalai Lama, imams, he had friends all over the place. And all these religions just all came together, and they all loved him so much. Why? Why would they love his faith? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And then when you look at the church that he was a part of, look at the doctrines that those churches hold to. Look at the community activism and all the stuff that are part of these churches. And you know, George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, he accepted everybody. He accepted everybody. What does that mean? Of course you're kind to people you disagree with, right? But to say that, you know, he accepted everybody. You know, that's something that, what does that mean exactly? Well, in today's world, what it means is that if I accept everybody, it means that I don't tell them what I really believe, and my convictions are not strong enough to move me to action, and they don't move me into a place to where really, you know, I'm going to offend anybody. My faith doesn't offend anybody. Oh, he was a nice guy, basically, is what they say. Oh, he had peace. He was a peaceful man. And he set a right tone with everybody and all of these things, right? And that's the kind of things that they say. But what did they say about Christ when he died? They falsely accused him. They slandered him. They said all manner of evil against him falsely, right? Just like the Lord said would happen to us. You know, the Lord said that would happen to us too if we follow the faith. Not to mention, let's talk about this now. Let's talk about George W. Bush's famous speech, right? On a new world, George H.W. Bush, sorry, on a new world order. You know, his famous speech. I mean, who could forget it, right? You can't forget it. It's kind of just, it's stuck in your mind. You know, when you think about it, you can't really get around it. It's like, oh man, it's right there. He gave that speech, and it's so absolutely unbelievable that in
both founders,
we have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Okay, well, I think that pretty much sums it up, that man was for a new world order. And we know, who is the king of the new world order? Well, we know that the Antichrist will be the king of the new world order. We know that he will rule and reign. We know that it is in opposition to Christ and Christ's rule, that they want a new world order. They're new Atlantis. You know, there's just a lot that goes into that. So anyway, you know what the New World Order is. I'm sure most of you understand what that is by now. If not, I've got a ton of sermons on it. Pastor Mike Hoggard has a ton of sermons on it. There's others that have videos and things on it. I mean, you know, I've covered that for many, many, many years. But I want you to think about something now. Here's a man that says that. Now, is a New World Order, is that compatible with biblical Christianity? Ask yourself that question. Everybody wants to get sentimental when it comes to a time of someone's death, and they want to automatically make those people Christians. Now, not to mention, there's some really interesting things about George H.W. Bush that you could look into and be like, you know, that's kind of weird. What are those things? Well, these are things that, yeah, I don't have any absolute proof. I've already given you the proof of why I don't believe he's saved. He wanted a new world order. He wanted an Antichrist new world order. And his church that he's a part of is apostate. It is not biblical Christianity. Among other things. But think about this. You know, where was George Bush when JFK was assassinated? Who was the friend of George H.W. Bush's family, and I mean H.W. Bush, if I say W. Bush by mistake, I'm sorry. But George H.W. Bush's family had a friend, Hinckley. Hinckley was the one that attempted to assassinate Reagan. Yeah. You know, that's rather convenient. And then George H.W. Bush started the first war that led the 20-year groundwork for a 30-year war plan over in the Middle East that we've never come back from. So there's a lot of things that I would say, not to mention, it is reported that, you know, someone asked George H.W. Bush whether works or faith saved him, and he believed in works. You know, not to mention his weird 1,000 points of light and all kinds of Masonic language like that. Anyway, what's my point? My point is, I don't think there's any proof to say that this man was really saved. This man, what he stood for. Now, you have to understand something about people like this. People like this, they really don't come out mean. Like, not all of them are like Donald Trump, where they come out and they just like bash everybody over the head. They don't come out, all of them don't come out as like the evil emperor. You know, some of them play the nice guy. Some of them they play the nice guy. And in a lot of ways, George H.W. Bush, he played a nice guy. You know, he played a nice guy. But Republicans that play the nice guy, sometimes they slip more through than any. How about George W. Bush? George W. Bush, take for instance. That man has done more to steal liberty away from the American people than any other president ever in the United States. And he did it as a Republican. So my point is this to you, is that I don't believe there's any evidence that this man, George H.W. Bush, is in heaven and that he was a God-fearing, holy Christian for many reasons that we've already discussed. You know, there's a lot of things that could be said about this man and about what he stood for and everything else like that. But really, it doesn't really matter. You can go back and look at the record and see, you know, what he stood for and how he lived his life and just his faith, so to speak. Does your faith offend people? Does your faith offend people? You know, do people look at you and do they say, you know, I like what they believe. You know, they were strong Christians. They were men of faith. Really? Well, men of faith, the world knows you are, and they don't like what you stand for. Jesus said that. He said, marvel not if the world hates you. It hated me before it hated you. So, you know, when I see the world laud a man's faith, I have to question that man's faith as to whether his Christianity offended anybody or not. It seems like to me that what he stood for, what he believed, offended no one. And it was kind of a Roman Catholic Vatican II faith that merged all of the religions together to get along. I'm sorry, I don't have any Muslim friends like that. I don't have anybody in close contact like that. I don't have imams that are my friends. I don't want imams as friends. In that sense, I want them to be saved and I'll be kind and friendly to them, but I don't want to come in close fellowship and contact and spend my life with imams or with the Dalai Lama or with a bunch of people that are leading sinners to hell. That's not biblical Christianity. No, that's a New World Order religion. That is a New Age Atlantis religion. That is a New World Order faith. That is not the faith of our fathers. That is not the faith of the men of the Word of God. That is not what I was told to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. That's not the same faith. George H.W. Bush did not hold the same faith that we hold to, if you're a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. You look at that church, you look at what they stand for. You look at their pomp and stance. You look at the way that they're ecumenical, where they merge all religions together. And you just look at those things and you can see. Don't be fooled by somebody that just says the name Jesus, because that doesn't mean they're saved. That doesn't mean they're earnestly contending for the faith. When people say, I have faith, really? Well, what faith do you really have? And if you have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, then it's going to offend people. It's going to bring enemies out. And you know what? The imam and everybody else isn't going to hang around you. The Dalai Lama and the Pope and all these people, look, they're not going to like you. It's the same thing as Billy Graham. When all these people lauded Billy Graham and the Pope lauds Billy Graham, you know what? I don't want the Pope lauding me. I want him to hate what I stand for. Because I stand for the Word of God, and he doesn't want to repent of his wicked, satanic, New World Order faith. Please, start thinking. Start thinking and look at facts. Now, nobody's perfect, we understand, but when their faith is not the faith found in the Word of God, then how can they rest in peace with their New World Order faith?